Get ready for your daily dose of WordPress and web development tips, tricks, and insights to help you find success with WordPress. You're listening to WP the Podcast with your hosts, David Blackman and Tim Streifler.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of WP the Podcast. I'm David Blackman.
And I'm Tim Streifler.
I'm back. Fine. I know y'all, you know, my old faces, but I'm back. You thought I was staying away, but couldn't help it. Today we got a great topic. Should you keep your business local or should you grow it national or international? And Tim and I didn't talk about this beforehand, and I have in my mind what I think we're going to talk about, Tim, but because I guess it depends on what type of business you have as to whether or not you're going to grow it national and international. And I think we were probably thinking more along the lines of like web development agencies and stuff. Right, Tim?
Yeah, definitely. David's right. We didn't talk about it ahead of time. So we might be on different pages, but usually on stuff like this, we are generally in agreement. So in my opinion, I would say in most cases, focus on your local area. And the reason I say that is when you are in your local area and your potential customers are in that area too, there's an immediate connection, right? Like I'm in San Clemente, California, and businesses in San Clemente like to work with other businesses in San Clemente. And so if I was still doing client work and I called up a local business here and I said, hey, I noticed your website's old. I'd love to talk to you about potentially getting you a new site and see what I can do for you, blah, blah, blah. They're going to be a lot more receptive to me as a local company than if someone out of state or out of the country calls them up randomly. They're going to be like, who the heck are you? So that's my general opinion. However, there's cases where it makes sense to have business nationally and internationally. For example, David and I both, because we became experts in the Divi theme and we were selling products and doing tutorials, we both of our companies had businesses and people from all over the country and the world saying, hey, can you build me a site? And in that case, it's like, why would you say no to that if you have business coming to you that's local and national? So I guess it comes down to if you're trying to get business and you're going to work on some outbound marketing and sales and stuff like that, focus local. But if you have national and international business coming your way, like I would never turn that away. What do you think?
My take on this is absolutely to all three. You should grow your business local, national, and international. But I agree with Tim in that you start local, become a, very well established, well respected business in your local area because it will be easier to get clients. But I think that you should always be focused on maybe the bigger picture and be putting some stepping stones in place to where you can grow nationally and internationally. And it's not so much about soliciting businesses in an old way where you got salespeople and they're cold calling and they're reaching out trying to close deals. It's more about establishing yourself as an expert in your niche or field or business and then producing content to where you're attracting people from around the world. And that's what Tim kind of alluded to and talked about with us, his business and our business, is that because we weren't intentionally deciding we're going to go get customers all over the world. It's not what our intention was. Our intention was just to be helpful in our niche, which was WordPress. And because we were doing that, people just gravitated towards us. They wanted to work with us and stuff. So, I think that if you take that same strategy and approach with your business, no matter what it is, you can, build it locally and then just be the baddest badass you can in your business. And people are going to want to come work with you from all over the world and stuff. And then the good news is once that's established, It's hard to get knocked off, you know. Once Google and the search engine see you as an authority in your niche, it's gonna be really, really hard for people to catch up with you, unless you just quit doing anything online. So, you know, I guess the long way of saying it is yes, yes, and yes.
Yeah.
But be intentional and stuff.
Yeah, well said. Love it.
All right, tomorrow we've got another great topic. Do you need a physical office in 2022? I mean, yeah, do you need an office? Tune in tomorrow and you'll find out. Until then.
Take care. Bye-bye.
We've come to the end of today's episode of WP the Podcast. Join us tomorrow for more daily tips and strategies designed to help you run your WordPress business towards success. Remember to subscribe to WP the Podcast so you can stay up to date with each episode. And don't forget to rate and review us. We'll see you again tomorrow, right here on WP the Podcast.